Blog Talk Radio.
We always have these technical difficulties, but I am always glad to bring the show to you. When you are left with no floor space, the only way to go is up. Hey, y'all, and welcome to this Thursday night's One Designer, Two Ideas Decor Short and Preview Show. I am Pam. A number of us, especially those of us who rent, sometimes are out of luck when it comes to eating our meals in our kitchens. Not bad for some, we find ourselves relegated to the couch and a tray as we eat in front of the television, being extra careful not to spill on the carpet. Galley kitchens, which seem to be the choice for a number of apartment complex developers, simply do not provide enough room to place a table and a few chairs. So what do? We put on our design thinking caps because maybe it can be done. Some might say, wait a second, how can anyone fit a table and a chair in a galley kitchen? What is a galley kitchen anyway? Well, a galley kitchen is a compartment of a ship, train, or aircraft where food is cooked and prepared. It also refers to a land-based kitchen on a naval base or to a particular design of a household kitchen, which is our focus tonight. It is an efficient use of limited space, usually formed in a U. There is where the units of the refrigerator, stove, and dishwasher are fitted in a continuous array with counter and cabinet space, sink, and microwave wedged in for good measure. First known as a Frankfurt kitchen, designed by Margaret Litsky in 1926, the galley kitchen was created for a Frankfurt housing estate. It quickly caught on and became the most successful and influential kitchen of that period and even today. While they possess all that is needed to prepare a meal, They lack the space to enjoy it. But the lack of space can be overcome. Bob Vila says, utilize vertical space. What about a wall-mounted table? An apartment therapy says maybe a flip-down table. And HGTV.com gives step-by-step instructions on how to make your own galley kitchen eat-in table. Also, many retailers have wall-mounted table units as well. IKEA gives us the wall-mounted drop-leaf table, while Britt and Company gives us many more ideas to choose from. If mounting a table on the wall is not your cup of tea, shop or create a custom table for any open space in the galley. There are many to choose from, as I said earlier. Or the counter may extend out into a part of the living room or dining room. Seek out elevated bar stools to create the eat-in feeling there. Whatever you decide, don't forget to measure for the right size table and chair or bar stools for your space before you shop and create. Thinking outside the galley may have you enjoying the ambience of an eat-in kitchen in no time. Also, keep your eyes peeled for great accessories as well to add character and bring the space home, because the couch and the tray is so yesterday. Well, be sure to join me on Monday, October 5th at 3 p.m., when we will be talking fire safety in recognition of National Fire Prevention Week. The theme for 2015 is Hear the Beep, Where You Sleep. They say smoke alarm saves lives. Hear more on Monday. In addition to Monday's show, a fire safety tip will be presented every night at 10 o'clock next week, starting Sunday, October 4th. As I told you guys the other day, as a reporter for a newspaper following the fire department and police departments around, I learned, well, I already knew, but I learned more that fire ain't no joke. And the National Fire Protection Association, as well as the men and women of our local fire departments and even Sparky the Fire Dog, wants us to be safe. So contact your local department on the non-emergency number to see what activities they have planned for next week. Again, next week is National Fire Prevention Week. Be sure to visit the Facebook page for the links pertaining to today's show. IKEA, and I think we talked about how Brett and Company, and even HGTV on how to create our own table. So please visit the One Designer Two Ideas Facebook page for those addresses. And the One Designer Facebook page address is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. That is www.facebook.com/OneDesignerTwoIdeas. And, you know, well, I appreciate you guys joining me tonight. I do apologize for the technical difficulties. It seems that, you know, we had a lot of technical difficulties, and then we got over them, and now they're sporadic. And I'm sitting here waiting to come on. I'm looking at the studio page and on air, and I'm waiting, and all of a sudden it just went boop. It went bye bye. So, but I'm really glad I got it to come up, and we are at this point right now talking about making our galley kitchen, eating in our galley kitchens, and it is possible. So make sure you visit those retailers that have those ideas. You know, shop around, visit other design sites to see what ideas they have. And you may come up, you put your thinking cap on, and I'm telling you, you don't know what kind of designs you can come up with. I love my friends who tell me, oh, Pam, you just have a mind for that. If you put your mind to it and you think about it and you look at the space and figure out, and you think about it, it's possible that you can come up with a design all your own, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, thank you again for joining me tonight. But before we go, before we sign off tonight, I wanted to just say ask you to please, you know, join me in prayer tonight when you say your prayers this evening. Please pray for those affected by the community college shooting today in Oregon. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, because I have seven grandchildren right now, with the eighth one coming in December, and I worry. I really do worry, and I often think, when will this stop? So if you would please join me, if you don't mind, join me in prayer for those families affected today by the disastrous events in Oregon today. This has been Pam. I thank you for joining me tonight. I apologize for the technical difficulties at the beginning of the show. Thank you for joining me. This has been Pam of One Designer, Two Ideas. While the decor tip may be short, it will never be short on substance. Good night, all, and see you Sunday at 10 p.m.